He says he's been involved with the issue of poverty, and he's been studying it for about a year and a half now. So that obviously makes him an expert. Congrats.
Does he go to poverty school?
Maybe. Who knows?
Poverty college?
Oh, give me a break.
Sean, hang in there, man.
I'm here.
I'm right with you, dude. Did you go throw up, Rob? Are you going to? No? What are you doing? What's Rob doing?
I don't know. He's hanging out.
How you doing, my good man? You're a good kid. How you feeling?
I think I have two energy drinks.
Say that in the microphone.
I think I'm going to let go soon. I had a couple energy drinks. And
you're going to get sick?
Maybe in a little bit. I've been eating these cough drops all day, so I think that has something to do with it.
Cough drops?
Yeah. I had a whole pack of Vicks cough drops. I just finished them. And I don't think that's healthy.
That's got to be just awful, sitting in his stomach. Yeah. Just churning and bubbling.
Okay, okay.
No, I'm not trying to make him sick. I'm just saying it's like an awful combination.
A lot of menthol in me right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good.
No.
But, you know, you live and learn.
You're a good kid.
I love this guy.
No. He is.
But you live and learn. I love that kid.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Hey, Rob, have a good one. Mikey Show.
Why?
Fine.
Why?
Mikey Show.
Hey, is it you and Adam?
What's up, Adam?
Hey, is Bobby Kernel still hypnotized?
No, he came out of it.
So if you say booger, he won't.
Not anymore.
Chicken.
Not anymore. He came out of it.
All right.
Well,
right,
dude, on. You've been listening a long time. Mikey Show.
What's up? You guys are still up?
Yeah, man. We've been up since 6 o'clock yesterday morning.
Oh, dude, you guys must be tired.
Yep, we're very tired, bro. A
little bit. Captain?
Tell Sky I can bring her some chronic, and I'm not talking about the interview.
All right, get out of here.
That's my boy.
Ashley, what was the toughest time for you?
Right now.
Now?
Yeah.
Me too, man. 3 o'clock between 2 and, like, whatever. It's the toughest time, but I hit it again about 5. You too, Eddie, right?
Yeah, I'm struggling.
Isn't it about 5 that we usually kind of go bing and we kind of come back around again?
Well, I mean, it's kind of different. You know, this year has been different. I mean, normally that weird time for me is in the afternoon because that's when I nap. And then this time I usually am like wide awake and kind of helping you out.
You guys have to consider something.
What?
It is 5 minutes to 4 a.m., which means it's 4 a.m.
Stupid.
But what you have to consider is it's really 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had a time change. And we're not completely used to
that. Does that mean we're leaving at 9? Because it's really technically 10.
No, it doesn't. Oh, but what it does mean is that we're really leaving at 11.
Week!
Oh.
Well, thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah, that was great.
That really helped.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why we're so darn dragging butt, you know?
Your butt's dragging.
Your butts are dragging. Our butts are like a dragon. Rawr.
Okay.
Let's do this freaking dance off so I can get energized.
Mikey Show. You want to do the dance off?
I don't care.
All right, we'll do it here in about 5-10 minutes. Mikey Show, hello.
I don't know if the kids can do it.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
This is P1 Jonathan.
What's up, Jonathan?
Not much. Just hanging out here, man.
What can I do for you?
I had a question.
Uh-huh.
The first time I ever heard about your show, it was about a year ago. It was still at night. And you were doing this segment where you guys were asking each other a question. And it was like a big personal question.
Hot seat.
The hot seat.
Oh, no, sir.
And I was wondering if you guys
would
do
that. The answer is no.
No? Nah?
No.
Okay.
Not even a chance in the world.
It causes too many problems.
Too many problems associated with a hot seat.
When was the last time you guys...
Oh, about a year ago.
Yeah. Yep. That was it.
Awful.
Awful.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, thank you, man.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No,
no,
thank you.
I really thank you.
Punch
my thanks into you.
Mikey Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Punch my thanks into you? Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, it's P1 Sean again.
Hi.
Hey, you know, between 7:30 and 8 o'clock this morning, I remember Sky saying that around 3 in the morning or so, she was going to hit her wall and have to take some medicine. And I couldn't help but notice during Willy Wonka that she was like, And now all of a sudden she's real happy. So I'm wondering if she went to take her medicine.
I don't know what you're referring to, sir.
No.
I'm good, dude.
Sky.
What? I'm good.
Did you go take medicine?
I'm good.
You.
I'm fine. Everything's fine. Everybody's fine.
Sneaky.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Stop it.
I pass on grass.
Why is line 3 on hold?
Oh, I don't know. I'll get them off. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, Mikey.
Yeah.
I have to pee.
Are you kidding me?
What do you mean, are you kidding me?
She has to pee.
What do you mean, am I kidding you?
She has to pee. She has to pee. She has to pee.
She has to pee. Just a little bit.
She has to pee. 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 She has to pee.
Can't make me do anything. Can't do it.
That's bugging me.
Hey, Papa.
Yeah, Mama.
May I please really quickly go pee?
You have a small bladder.
I know.
She's kind of funny.
Oh. Is that really necessary?
She always pees.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a trifling.
Oh, yeah.
Friend indeed. Oh, what a small bladder.
Come on, Eddie.
Way over time.
Break it down, Eddie, just real quick.
Bladder works for
Come
me.
On. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice seeing this girl. This
Looking this done, but I need a bathroom. Have you seen it? I think she got a bladder about the size of a peanut. I mean it. Always disappearing, fearing the...
Go ahead, Ashley.
Cool. Oh, it's jamming, dude.
Stories we miss?
ID.
Oh, I gotta do that, huh? There we go.
The Mikey Show 28-hour marathon is brought to you by KSWB Channel 569. Tune in Thursday night for Smallville at 8 o'clock. The Mikey Show 28-hour marathon is
KIOZ San Diego's Rock.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m.
Damn it.
All right, welcome back.
Oh.
We had a lot of really cool moments on the Mikey Show. I could play you a lot of this stuff. Should we play some of the cool moments on the Mikey Show?
Come back, we'll do the dance off.
All right.
Oh, my.
This was kind of funny earlier. Boston Rob and Bobby Kernel's kind of competing with one another to see who could get girls' phone numbers. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do this. Mm-hmm. We decided that we were going to have an experiment. And the experiment was going to be who is more successful, nice guys or rude guys with women?
Mm. Interesting.
Do nice guys finish last? Or do nice guys finish first? Now, we have two very good examples of both. Intern Bobby Kernels is a very
bad
good...
guy.
No.
Really?
Intern Bobby Kernels is a great example of a good guy.
Oh, yeah, he is.
A sweet kid. The kind of kid that you would want your daughter to bring home.
Yes.
On the other hand, we've got Boston Rob.
Mm.
The self-proclaimed dirtbag. He is the guy that is going to throw down all of those cheesy lines on a woman.
What?
Could be your cheesy. Daughter.
Cheesy?
Could be your daughter he's throwing those lines down on. All in the attempt to get to one thing. And we all know what that is.
Finding love.
And catch on fire.
I'm always looking for love.
And bolt of lightning.
I'm not saying what kind of love.
You're not looking for Miss Wright. You're looking for this right now.
Oh, yeah.
So we sent Boston Rob and Bonnie Kernel.
Thanks.
We sent Boston Rob and intern Bobby Kernels out.
Mean.
And we wanted them to try to get some phone numbers using their different approaches. And we tape recorded it.
Nice.
Would you like to hear?
I would love it.
All right.
Hello.
So are you drunk yet?
Hey, I'm getting my name on and we'll calm down.
Are you thirsty? Want me to get you a drink? A round of water's on me?
His famous line, by the way. His famous line, like he's so proud of it. As that's playing back on the air, I look in there, and he's got this big ass-eating grin with a toothpick in his mouth in there.
I'm so proud of myself.
I'm so cool.
I'm the man.
I'm so cool.
Wow. What are you, high society? Jesus. I'm trying to be nice over here. Another roofie colada.
his technique is to be a dick.
Yeah, that's his technique. His technique is I'm a jerk.
Yep.
Would you like another roofie colada?
No, I'm serious. So when are you gonna give me a number?
Can you dial it and I'll go in?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you get the number?
You know it.
She said, let me dial it in. So she's dialing it into your cell phone.
Oh, that worked?
That's weak.
She was wasted, by the way.
Oh, she sounded
what?
Mad.
No, she was just slurring. Got there.
That, that whole Rupi Colada thing might have been true.
Yeah.
Hey, you leave my techniques alone.
You want to hear Bobby Kernels at work?
Yes, give me Bobby.
Please.
It's Bobby Kernels.
Moscow.
Oh, wow. What are you doing with that? That's really good. It's gonna be like a nice member of society.
What are you doing?
I'm just doing school right now.
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you studying?
I'm doing communications. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want to do with that?
Radio, probably.
Yeah.
Later. Cool. Yeah. So
here comes the swoop.
Oh, that was. How awkward is that silence?
I know. The silence was deafening. Like, let's go ahead and drive an Amtrak train
through
that dead space.
It's like this. So, anyway. Yeah. So.
Communications.
This is a guy in communications.
How ironic.
Let's hear the rest. Do anything after here?
I'm going to go to bed. School.
All right. Well, do you think I can get your number? Maybe I can call you a little later?
Yeah.
Look at Bob.
Guys doing fine.
Killing it.
He's got the dark hair and the good looks. You know, he's still going to get somewhere with that. You know,
I got to know them.
Wow, he's so much better than Rob.
Oh, he's falling asleep.
I'll say, Eddie. Eddie, I'll say.
All right.
Anyways, let's get back to the good stuff.
What?
All right, we will. Let's take a look at some of the good stuff over here. Boy, I need some of that tea.
Yeah, hey, can I get you a cigar while we listen back to some of this over here?
Pour me some scotch.
Here's Boston Rob hitting on a girl again.
No.
Yo, what's going on, sexy? I like the way you're put together.
I like it.
So, yeah. So how would I get that number?
Oh,
that's all right. That's all right.
So just the hell no right out of the
crash
gate.
Crash and burn.
Yeah. Wow.
So you're going to make your rounds.
Sorry about that, Rob.
You're Bobby Kernels.
Yeah. Score right now or?
Actually, I just moved from New Orleans.
Really? New Orleans?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you have family down there?
No, I didn't have any family there. I went to grad school there.
Oh, yeah.
To Loyola. And then when the hurricane came.
That's right.
I used to live in San Diego, so I decided to move back here.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Cool. What about yourself?
I've been out here for a couple years, you know, just doing school and stuff. It's working out.
Yeah? What are you going to school for?
I'm doing radio broadcasting communications.
sure you can tell by the sound of my voice.
Oh. You know those awkward pauses? They teach you that in school.
That's right.
Now, see, my problem with this was, did you hear how he could have interacted better? She said she's from New Orleans.
Yeah, right, say off the bat, something about
hold on,
that.
Right off the bat, well, do you need a warm bed to stay in tonight? I know you guys have lost a lot, and I'm willing.
Okay.
Right off the bat. That's why.
Are you a refugee?
Exactly.
Dumb.
Look at him. Of course he's a refugee.
Oh, God. That's very interesting.
What are you in school for?
I got my master's in criminal justice.
Oh, really? Criminal justice? Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
What do you want to do with that?
I'd be in the back of the bar going, hey, can I get another round of boring?
Oh,
that's what I'm talking.
Can we move it along there, buddy?
There's so many ways to go with this. You tell her, what can I see for some beads? New Orleans, you have to.
You are such an idiot.
Have to, well, no. What I
idiot.
Do, Mike, my, I mean, Mikey.
Mike, if I may. If I may.
Let me teach you the way.
Yeah, let me show you. Let me show you how you get a woman.
I'm what they call a listener. I listen and I respond to my situation.
Is that what they call it?
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
But I'm a romantic, Eddie. I can't help it. I'm sorry. That's who I am.
But this game isn't about who's funny, who's boring, who's
funny?
Entertaining.
I'm serious.
Oh, it's about who gets the
number.
The results.
Who gets the results?
Whoa,
Let's find out what happens.
Go to law school. Yeah. In the fall. Well, we'll see. This is my friend Evelyn.
So what are you girls doing tonight?
We're just hanging out.
Yeah? Do you do anything after here? I mean, it's kind of dead, but... Well, how about I get your number and maybe I'll call you a little later?
Like I said, I was in the hurricane, so I don't really have a house or anything.
Oh, yeah. No, that's cool. And no worries.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
Sorry.
Well, I'll talk to you.
That's why you gotta throw I got a nice warm bed. You gotta work with what they give you.
Maybe she's worst turn down I've ever
heard. Like there's not such a thing as cell phones, lady.
Holy cow.
Email. Come on.
She might as well have said not no, but hell no.
Yeah.
Oh, that was bad. Bobby Kernels.
All right. Let's see.
Stupid Bobby.
All right, Rob. All right.
Don't be
let's
like
let's listen
that.
To Boston Rob.
Called for.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on, sweetie?
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
I picture him with no pants on walking up to the bar.
Seriously.
Hey, what's going on there, sweetie?
Leisure suit.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, whoa. It's usually with, you know, a beer in hand and my toothpick. And
yeah, Ron Burgundy suit on.
I can't afford that.
Hey, so you can have to grab a couple of drinks here. You want to get out of here? Maybe I'll get your phone number if you can call up a little bit later.
Sure.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
She, wasn't the most, how do you say, she was ugly.
How rude are you?
I figured I couldn't, no, hold on.
No wonder.
I'm honest.
You're so rude.
You're rude. And I knew.
You're rude and you're mean.
I needed phone numbers. And sometimes you got to go to desperate measures.
Bobby Kernels, did you hit on any ugly girls just because you knew it would be an easy number?
Well... No.
Yeah, I don't know about
no, I don't
that.
Believe
what
that.
Was that hesitation?
I don't know that I believe that.
This is the magic of radio.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
All right. You want to hear his next one?
Okay. I'm actually a consultant.
Really?
Yeah. So far, so good.
Yeah.
I just started. I quit my last job a couple weeks ago, and so it's a short vacation, and now I'm back to work.
Nice.
I like it.
So what are you doing at the bar right now? Are you just hanging out, or?
Drinking.
Playing golf.
Making a castle.
Well, they have darts exactly. and pool.
Yeah.
Thank you. Play snowing sound.
I'm
Bobby.
Just here working on my transmission.
I'm looking for a cure for cancer.
Yeah.
For my girls.
At Moondoggies.
How you doing? Hi. Are you doing anything later? Or?
Drinking,
right?
Yes. That's the plan for tonight.
Well, do you mind if I got some stuff to do right now, but would it be okay if I gave a call a little later?
I guess, but you could just come back here and drink.
Yeah, you're going to be here?
Yep.
All right,
I'll be here for a while.
Why don't you give me your phone number, and I'll call you in about half hour, maybe?
I don't know if I'm going to be here. We might move on to another bar.
Okay, well, why don't you just... right down for me.
Okay. He got it.
Yeah, he got it. He did get it.
Did he get it?
Oh, yeah. He did get it.
See, that's the thing about that one is that she wanted me to come back, but I knew that I needed her number.
Right.
And so I had to, I was like, okay, here's the paper. Here is, you know, write it down.
Really? And she did it?
That was tough.
Yeah.
I got the impression she was not interested.
Here's the thing with Bobby.
I got the impression she wasn't interested. Yeah.
I got
the
impression all the chicks weren't interested.
Oh, okay. All right.
Here's the crazy thing about Bobby. Have you noticed that every girl that he's asked out has had friends around?
Yeah.
That's a tough score, man.
Yeah.
When you go up to a gaggle of gals, that's hard.
Well, my question is, why is he picking girls with friends?
Because, they're usually inclined
to
not.
Why are you doing that, Bobby Kernels?
It's kind of an easy open. My problem when I go to bars is the initial approach. And so if I kind of have something to talk about, then...
You know, and the weird thing, if I might point this out, I understand what you're saying. But the weird thing is, what is Rob doing finding the injured
exactly.
by herself with no friends?
I single him out.
With the hurt leg.
Yes, exactly. The antelope with the hurt leg.
I wouldn't say antelope, more like the elephant with the hurt leg.
In some cases.
Hey, if they're estranged from the crowd, you know there's a reason why.
Okay, so
they're lost.
Yeah, figure that out.
Or herpes. Okay, let's Just kidding. Let's hear Boston Rob's fifth attempt.
So do you like Mexican food?
Kind of, it's okay.
I was thinking maybe I could take you out to Taco Bell.
Taco Bell? I don't think so.
Well, how about I get your number and maybe you could maybe I'll give you a call.
I don't think so. Thanks.
No? That was horrible.
And I had been spitting game for a while. She was a bartender. And then,
because bartenders are real easy to hit on.
Yeah.
Because they don't get that 90 times a night.
Hey.
I wish you could have seen some of the looks on the girls' faces.
Oh, when it was brutal.
Taco Bell. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah. Hey, let me take you to Taco Bell.
Get your water.
Hey. At least I'm honest up front. She knows what she's going to get if she's.
Nothing.
Says yes.
Yeah.
Not much. Anything from the dollar menu.
Okay. So who won?
Well, do we have one left from both of them?
Yeah, we have one left from Bobby Kernels, but I don't know what it is.
And
it says...
one left from B-Rob.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not going to dress up or anything? Or... Oh, you are? Oh, I didn't even.
Now that's pretty brutal.
She was wearing a jacket.
Yeah, you're not going to dress up. Well, I am dressed. Oh, I thought you were a witch. I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't realize.
I apologize. That's my fault. Yeah. So, are you going to be doing anything later tonight, or?
Probably just hanging out here.
Yeah, do you mind if I mean, would it be possible if I got your number at all? Or?
Sure.
Yeah?
Wow.
All right, let me skip to the next one.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's cooking good looking.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
It isn't an good looking what you got cooking.
And listen how drunk he sounds.
Oh,
that's cooking what you got cooking.
Cooking good cooking.
Hey, clicking, look, cooking.
Who's cooking my chicken?
Hey.
Cooking good looking.
Wait, one more time. Listen to guy with cold out asking question.
Hey, it's cooking good looking.
Oh my! We gotta isolate that.
Absolutely.
Oh my God!
I could listen to that all day long.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's cooking good looking. Can I get it?
Are you falling up?
Let's check it. Let's see, cooking good looking. Do you want a beer? Do you want a beer? I said you.
Hey, it's cooking good looking. Can I get it?
Your phone number?
That's silence.
She just didn't say anything?
No, she just stared at me like she was getting, you know.
You're awful.
Throw me another scene. What do you mean awful?
I mean this.
Hey, I'm cooking good looking. Hey, I'm entertaining. I go out at night.
And that's what you hear.
Where'd you go to school? Oh, what are you doing? Oh,
it sounds like it worked.
You know what was funny? It was...
Yeah, but he's lying to them. You don't care.
Excuse me, you're not lying.
I really want to know what's cooking.
I'm not lying when I say I'll take you to Taco Bell.
I smelled something from across the room. I want to know what's cooking.
It's just good looking, and I want to know what's actually cooking.
Hey, it's cooking good looking.
No lie.
Yeah. No lie. Sure, I was highly intoxicated when I said it. How much cooking good looking?
Hey, it's cooking good looking.
Cooking good looking.
I mean, how do they not just take their clothes off?
Yeah. So who wins?
No.
Oh, my God. All right. Bobby Kernels got one no and four yeses. Boston Rob got three no's and two yeses. Bobby Kernels is the clear winner. Whoa.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice guys finish first.
That's awesome. How about glad.
I hit on extremely hot women. They were all hot.
That's a lie.
They were all extremely hot.
You know, what the funniest thing was?
A Maxim caliber.
Shut up.
Is it like off the tape?
Hey, it's cooking good looking.
At least two or three of the girls in a course of a night, he would throw a line at, and they would just look at him, and then they would say, "You don't remember me, do you?"
No. Oh, you're kidding me.
And I would continue to say, "No, I don't."
Nope.
How am I supposed to remember you?
Yeah. You just look like every other fat broad I've ever seen.
Now, let me see the back of your head and put your hair down.
All right, you idiot. Shut up.
There you go. That happened earlier in the show. And by earlier, I mean, I don't know, 20 hours ago?
Yeah,
something like that. Now, this is the time that I would normally be probably arriving at Starbucks. And we would be coming in here and discussing news with Sky. How you feeling, Eddie?
I'm getting better.
Sky brushed her teeth. She's feeling better.
Yeah, clean teeth.
Says she wishes she could brush her whole body. Got an email from this moron that thinks that we're sleeping.
What?
When? I know. I guess when we play back clips like that from early in the show.
Yeah, we're taking a quick 10-minute cat nap, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's real smart, you jackhole.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so irritating. That is so irritating. P1 Alley's been with us a long time, too. You're a little trooper.
Why?
I don't know. Allie, what are you putting yourself through this for? Get Allie on the microphone. Get in here, Allie. Where's Sean? Does anybody know where Sean went?
No.
We don't know? I don't know where Sean is.
I don't know where he is.
He's around here somewhere.
They're not on.
Tell Allie to come in here. Allie, come in here.
I can hear
you. Oh. Ashley.
Oh, there we go.
I was trying to get to tell you to come in here. That's okay. So what are you putting yourself through this for, Allie? Now she's coming in here. Ashley.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me, Ashley? Oh, boy. Allie, P1 Allie's here. She's a part of the P1 Army. What'd you put yourself through this for, staying up with us? Why did you do that? Aren't you exhausted?
Not really.
No?
I'm a night owl. I'm usually up this late.
Is that your boyfriend in there?
No.
Is it somebody that's going to be driving you for sure?
No.
Is it not?
No.
You're going to be driving yourself?
Yeah.
You be careful.
I will.
Seriously.
Yeah. I'm looking to crash on the freeway.
All right. Mikey show.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you all to keep it on up. You only got about 6 hours left.
Yeah, that's what it is, right?
Yeah, it's about 6 hours, and if I could do it 2 to 3 days at a time, I know you guys could do it for one day a year.
I actually think we have less than 6 hours. We got 5 hours and 40 minutes.
So. Is there a little bit left? A
little less, thank you. Mikey Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Nothing. I was just calling because we're really bored and we're listening to your show right now.
Where are you?
I'm in San Diego.
No, but what part of San Diego?
Linda Vista.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
And you're listening with roommates or what are you listening?
I'm actually listening with my boyfriend who's asleep, actually, and one of my best friends.
All right. Well, cool. Glad to have you.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks.
So, what's up?
Nothing.
Gotta have a reason usually when you call, otherwise it's just, oh boy, is that annoying.
Wasting time.
So we've had members of the P1 Army been with us for a long time. Eddie, is somebody bringing breakfast this morning?
Yes. I don't know who, though.
All right. I got it. Did I do my... Yeah, I did my deal.
Hey, just so you know, Promotions is making us breakfast. Homemade pancakes and hash browns and scrambled eggs.
Are you serious?
Jay's, like, hosting it. They're, like, making it out front.
That's so cool,
yeah,
man.
Wow. Like, pineapple pancakes and, like, scrambled eggs. Like, really nice.
That's really cool, man. I love our promotion department. They work so hard and are so cool.
That is so cool. Rad.
Are they going to be the ones that are going to be cleaning everything up? Because you know when this thing's over, we got to get out of here. I'd love to stick around and help people clean stuff up, but we are getting out of here.
Yeah.
They know.
They know, right?
Yeah.
All right, how do we do the dance-off, you guys?
Well, it's kind of tough because the kids are looking, I think, B-Rizzle, you're out, right?
I can...
He's putting a thumbs up. He thinks he can dance.
Because earlier
I don't know. I wouldn't call it dancing, but I will move around and wiggle.
It's called So You Think You Can Dance Challenge. Now, do we... Eddie... How do we do it? I don't know how to do it.
Well, this is how it should work.
Go ahead.
We need Sean.
Yeah, I know. Where is Sean?
I don't know, dude.
Well, you know what? There he is.
There's Sean.
Okay.
What up?
You and Sean are the judges?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Sean, you and I are the judges, okay? Now, don't anybody get mad at us for anything.
Oh, I will.
Oh, stop it. We're going to be fair, and that's that. So our decisions are final. Don't be mad.
Okay. The four of us, meaning Ashley, Rob, Sky, and myself,
okay,
are going to pick, I guess, not, we're going to just write one, two, one, and two in a hat twice.
Okay.
Whatever numbers we pick that correspond will be our partners.
Okay. Now, where is the music that you're going to be dancing?
We haven't picked any. I think we'll have to discuss it with our partners.
Yes.
Okay.
So they need to come in here, too.
Come in here, kids.
Are we going to try and fire up the webcam or nah?
Oh, are you kidding me?
I don't know. I know that was what we originally talked about, but that was like...
What is the matter with
you? You almost made me cry right now.
Back when we were awake. Okay.
That almost brought tears to my eyes.
One and two.
Do you know how hard it's going to be to shave all the hair off my face and head? I've practically grown back a full head of hair.
All right.
So, anyway, Ashley... Eddie, Sky, and Boston Rob are going to do a dance-off. Oh, look at little Ashley. She's so cute. She's like a little kitten that's, like, just waking up.
She's tight.
Like a little kitten that's yawning. And you pet the kitten, and the kitten falls asleep in your hand.
You know they just woke up.
Oh, no.
You can't wait to get the kitten's pants off.
Oh. Ashley and Eddie are going to be partners, dancing partners.
That.
B-Rizzle.
B-Rizzle and Sky. Sky, why are you so disappointed to have B-Riz?
Look at him. Like, if he was in normal shape, I would be totally down.
B-Riz, don't you think that that's a little bit insulting that Sky is so disappointed that you're going to be her partner?
He's saying he's going to do jazz hands. Like, that's the extent jazz hands of his
You're going to do jazz hands like a jazzercise is what you're going to do?
He says he doesn't want to move his midsection.
That's perfect. I don't see anything wrong with that, Sky.
All right. All right. Well, what happens? How do you, are they? Okay.
Well,
so
we have to go confer. Okay.
Go.
So
you guys
and,
go confer.
Come on, Riz.
Okay. All right. So, Sean, we got to come up with our strategy as far as what we want to score them on.
All right. We have our first song.
Okay.
Whoa,
what is it?
That was fast.
Hey, we know what we're doing.
Awesome.
We would like to dance to Black Eyed Peas, My Humps.
That's right. Yeah. What's up? Song thieves?
How can we be song thieves? We
just heard us talking about
We said it on the air. Shut your stupid mouth. Shut your stupid mouth. Crazy.
You lost your mind.
Crazy skank.
Skank.
What? Oh, we're going to destroy you.
All right, how are you guys going to do this with each other?
Well, we're going to listen to it and dance.
we got a
whole routine worked out.
Yeah, choreographed.
They're going to get their swerve on.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And whatnot.
I'm trying to find this. Let me see if this is it.
Which one I'm working with?
Go help them.
Is that it?
Is that it?
All right, now how are we going to do this, you guys?
They need to announce their song, right?
What's your song going to be, Sky and B-Rizzle?
Holla back, girl.
Lame.
Yeah, gosh, you sound so defeated already.
Yeah, you haven't even given it a chance yet.
Right. I understand.
Patient with my partner, quick.
I understand. B Rob doesn't feel well, but it's a little upsetting because I knew if B Rob was in prime form, this would be a no-brainer, and we would be taking home.
I know that Robbie Shades is going to bring it, so you don't need to worry about it.
But he told me he's just going to do jazz hands.
There is a method to the madness, and not your place to question it.
Confirmation is confirmed.
What is that? Wait, confirmation is
what is
confirmed.
He doing? What is Eddie doing?
Where's Hella Back?
Kind of awesome, actually.
Hey, Ashley, will you pump my headphones? Oh, did you already do it?
I looked under the H's.
Okay. All the way up or Hella?
It's Gwen Stefani, like Hella Back Girl, right? Up. Here it is.
Okay. How's that?
All right, here we go.
I'll just so you guys can hear.
All right. You guys ready? You guys ready? I want to watch this.
I guess so.
All right, so Eddie and...
Take me off.
Eddie and Ashley are going to be first. Are you guys ready?